Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Psalm 139, beginning in verse number 13. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! Chris Gardner was a man who went from homelessness to great success in his life, and eventually instigated a movie to be made about his life. He made this statement about his journey. The future was uncertain, absolutely, and there were many hurdles, twists, and turns to come. But as long as I kept moving forward, one foot in front of the other, the voices of fear and shame, the messages from those who wanted me to believe that I wasn't good enough, would be stilled. My mind really stopped on that statement that he just kept moving forward, one foot in front of the other, and the voices of those around him that brought shame and fear and the thought that he wasn't good enough eventually stilled. I heard someone once say that the greatest form of revenge is success. But success does not come from a spirit of revenge. It comes from simply placing one foot in front of the other and never stop moving forward. The chancellor of the Bible college I graduated from used to say that if he were traveling from California and his car broke down, he would push it at least one foot every day until they got there. Now, I would like to think that I would have the car fixed or maybe towed, but would work to reach my destination nonetheless. The idea, though, is to keep moving forward no matter what others think of you. I've been told that I would never succeed in this life by some people that were very close to me. I was voted as the lonesome loser in my senior high school year. Oftentimes in my life, as I fail in certain areas, these voices come back to my mind, and shame and fear seem to be yelling at me louder than my thirst for success. But one thing I have never done is give up. I still believe in success, and I still believe that my life is important to my God. And so is yours. Don't listen to those who seek to tear you down. Listen to the words of the psalmist. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them!
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.